Leaning Toward Wisdom, Episode 4090. Her name is Ashley Cleveland, a 1999 CD. Yes, it's from my collection. You can buy it at iTunes as a digital download for $9.99, and man, you should. It is the very best version of the Rolling Stones hit, Gimme Shelter, by Ashley Cleveland. Name of the CD, You Are There. Ashley Cleveland, Gimme Shelter, from the CD You Are There, 1999. You will understand why I'm playing that. Gimme Shelter. Be a Buffalo. Knowing What's Wrong. That's the title today. You can find everything you need over the website, leaningtowardwisdom.com. Join the Facebook group. Just go to the website. In the navigation, you'll see Facebook group. Just click on it. Join us over there. The story is gaining popularity, even though who knows how old this story is. I heard it when I was a young man. I do not remember how old I was. I do remember that I was working. So I do remember that I was, you know, I was in high school, I think, but I'm not sure. I'm old now, you know, so who can tell? And until recently, I got to tell you, I never checked out to see if it was true or not. Turns out it is true. And that kind of helps. And maybe I heard this story because I was born in Oklahoma, although, you know, again, who can know? Oklahoma is a state with quite a bit of Native American history and heritage. That might have something to do with it. As a boy, I remember being fascinated whenever we would find an arrowhead. The story likely came from that Indian culture that I was around as a kid, but again, I can't be sure. Either that or it may be because Oklahoma is smack dab in the middle of Tornado Alley. Thunderstorms, they are a way of life around these parts here in Oklahoma and north central Texas, where I'm coming from. And the illustration is powerful, and it deals with buffalo and thunderstorms. And for those who may not know, thunderstorms travel from west to east. I know you're listening in your earbuds and you're driving and you're working out and you're doing stuff, so I don't want to confuse you. Thunderstorms travel from west to east. No, this is not going to be a podcast on weather, but it does have something to do with it. All right, you got it? So these dark clouds, man, they roll in. They start rolling in. Well, they're rolling in from the west. And they're going east, right? So we got this coming storm in this field. Cattle and buffalo both react. The cattle, they run east. They run the same direction that the storm is traveling. They're running from the storm. The buffalo, they run west. They head directly into the path of the storm. Question, which animal is in the storm the longest? The cattle, because they're traveling with the storm. They're not going to outrun that storm. That storm's going to catch up to them, and then they're going to be in the storm. And the whole time that the storm is moving from west to east, well, they're moving west to east. And they're just running right along with the storm. They're going to be in the storm for a long, long time. The moral of the story is to behave more like a buffalo. Lean into your problems. Run into the storm. Don't hide. Fight. We all have to endure the storms. It's up to each of us how long we're going to endure it. I mean, we can be like a cow, well, or a bull, I guess. Cattle, right? We can run away from it. We can hide from it. It just means we're going to be in the storm longer. Or we can be like a buffalo. We can fight. We can face our storm by charging into it, knowing that our time in the storm will be much, much briefer than if we ran away from it.
Surprise, surprise. I understand you're shocked at getting wise. Looking
name is Stephen Page. You recognize him as one of the previous lead singers and leaders and founders of a group that I really love and have loved for a very long time, the Bare Naked Ladies. This is from a brand new record, a 2016 record by Mr. Page, called Heal Thyself, Part 1, Instinct. That's a long title. The name of the song is Surprise, Surprise. Gomer Pyle, is that who would say that? Surprise, surprise. Yeah, you're too young to remember that. Stephen Page, the guy's got a great voice. I miss him dearly as part of Bare Naked Ladies, but his solo stuff is really, really good. This is available at iTunes, $9.99. I bought it. You should too. Surprise, surprise. I knew what was wrong long before you did. Just hang on to that phrase. Yeah, just hang on to that phrase, because that's why I subtitled today's show, Knowing What's Wrong. Storms are coming. I don't know what they're going to look like, but the clouds are going to roll in wave after wave, and some are going to be darker than others. Springtime. It is springtime in Texas as I hit the record button. It is April 2016. That means thunderstorms. It means possible tornadoes, lightning and hail. Yeah, those are ordinary for us around here when the clouds are really dark. Our life storms, they're no different. Some of these storms, they are violent. They're threatening. And others, you know, they just ramble a little bit with thunder. They don't produce very much wind. They don't even produce much rain. Some are predictable, and the forecasters, man, they just seem to have prophetic powers because they just seem to nail it. And other times, they do anything but nail it. These things just pop up seemingly out of nowhere, and they catch us off guard. And around here, you got to be prepared. You just got to be prepared. When the sirens sound, and we have sirens, and they will sound a warning, typically it's going to mean there's been a tornado sighted. And that means you better go to a safe place inside your house. Some places you have a storm shelter. We had a storm cellar at my grandmother's house in Ada, Oklahoma. And we spent many nights in that storm cellar. It was a big storm cellar. People would come from all over the neighborhood and pile into this storm cellar, you know. And I remember the smell of burning candles, and, you know, the men are standing outside and the women are hollering for them, close the door. And, you know, they're standing out there and the wind's just whipping and the rain's pounding. And it's dark. I mean, you're not going to see a tornado. The problem with a tornado at night, or when it's really, really dark, the clouds are so dark, or when the rain is so heavy, hard to spot them. and they can be on top of you in no time. Damage in these storms depends on the severity of the storm, obviously, but it also depends on the preparedness of the people that are enduring the storm. I mean, come on. When winds are approaching 100 miles an hour or in excess of 100 miles, you're not going to prevent damage to your house. You can stay safe. The house, it can be rebuilt. You know, new roofs, they can be installed. Cars can be repaired or replaced. When you know what's coming and you prepare for the worst, you can survive if you stay safe. Now, you might be battered. You might even be bloody. But people in these parts, we want to do what we have to do to survive. Mostly, as evidenced by how few people are really killed in these storms, I would say mostly we do that. Mostly we do what we need in order to survive.
I can see it in your eyes that you're gonna run. You're gonna run, and I can hear it in the way that you speak to me, that you're gonna leave. So as you slip away, I will say, as you pack your things, I will sing. Even if you run away from me, over the mountains, through the valleys, I will not rest but search east and west to bring you back with me. Even if you sail away, I will move again like the mighty wind and blow you back to me. I'm gonna move again like the mighty wind and blow you back to me. Oh, 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 oh. I've seen this all before, it is all too familiar. But you will never see the bottom of my storehouses of love. So I,
is a 2015 record. Her name, Jess Ray. J-E-S-S. Ray. R-A-Y. $9.99 at iTunes. Name of the record is Sentimental Creatures. The name of the song is Runaway.
Even if you stomp and scream and huff, tell me that I'm not good enough. I'll take every swing and every blow until you know.
Mostly around here, we have learned, we've been taught not to run away from the storm. I mean, the last thing you want to do is get in your car and try to escape. So when the sirens sound, you go to a safe place in your house. Typically, you want an inner room, a small inner room. For me and Rhonda, it's a closet. It's a hall closet. It does not have any walls that are to the outside of the house. So it's an inner room. It is very small. We would likely have to just pitch a bunch of stuff out of it to get in, but that's okay. You know, that you can make that happen in split seconds. And the house could cave in around you. The house could be blown away. You've got high probability of surviving and doing well. When tornadoes hit this part of the country, news stories, of course, give it lots and lots and lots of attention, as they should. And you will see house after house were obliterated. And you'll see this, you know, this little area, this little section still standing. You know, it's like the smallest inner room. So experts, they tell us this for good reason, because that's your best chance. Guarantee? No, it's not a guarantee. A whole house could be blown off the foundation, you with it, but you've got a really good chance. Maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, as I am wont to do. The storms that happen in our lives, they're not exactly like those that happen in nature. Sometimes we create our own storms. You know, I got nothing to do with a thunderstorm that comes through the area. I got nothing to do with a tornado, but not necessarily quite the same when it comes to the storms that I have to endure in my life or you, yours. We make choices, and these choices result sometimes in thunder and lightning and significant damage. Overcoming our own stupidity can be difficult at times, depending on the degree of your stupidity prowess. Some of us, you know, we have extraordinary stupidity skills brought about by years of experience in doing one stupid thing after another stupid thing. And so jumping off that stupidity merry-go-round, it can be a hard thing for some of us. I know, because I myself have had my own struggles with the stupidity merry-go-round. You? Yeah, you've had some troubles too, I suspect. Life has options always. Now, maybe not the ones that we most want, but still we have options. And I'm a big fan of options because, well, I like freedom. Freedom is being able to choose. Go walk through the aisle of your local Piggly Wiggly supermarket and you'll clearly understand freedom. Okay, we used to have Piggly Wiggly stores here in Texas. How sad is that? Today, no Piggly Wiggly stores in Texas. We're no longer afforded the freedom to dig the pig. It's a great logo, and it was a great, you know, that's a great tagline, isn't it? Dig the pig. I mean, it's just enough to feel like a prisoner with no choices when you have no Piggly Wiggly. Okay, you get the idea. You go to your local grocery store, you pick something. It doesn't matter. Pick anything. Some category of food item. It could be jam and jellies. It could be cookies. It could be cereal, crackers, bread, mustard, ketchup, anything. I don't care. Pick something. Now go stand in front of that category and count the different varieties that you can purchase. I mean, there's likely going to be dozens from which to choose. That's freedom. That is freedom, folks. You have a choice to make. And now you may look at that selection and you might think, well, I am not about to pay nearly 10 bucks for some little jar of mustard. Okay. Again, that's your choice. And you can tell yourself, well, I can't afford $10 mustard. Again, you could choose to eat $10 mustard if you cared more about mustard. I mean, what's that drink that you got in your hands? How much does that cost you? What'd you pay for that? That venti Starbucks, likely over $5. That's a one-time beverage. How long is that jar of mustard going to last you? I mean, a month? More? Don't tell me you can't afford $10 mustard. You could if you cared more about mustard, but hey, it's okay that you don't. And we're talking about freedom, freedom to decide, freedom to choose what matters to you. Coffee? Worth more to you than mustard. Me? Oh, I care way more about mustard than coffee because I don't drink coffee. It's my choice, my freedom. No, I don't care. I don't care enough about mustard to buy $10 mustard, but I care about it more than coffee. It just doesn't mean I'm crazy for mustard. I'm crazy for Nella wafers. You ever had these? Sure you have. I mean, yes, you can eat those generic vanilla wafers, and not the same. They are not the same. Nella, that's right, N-I-L-L-A. Nella wafers are worth the extra money. If I'm going to eat vanilla wafers. It's freedom, man. We've got choices. We have choices when it comes to the storms of our life as well. Choices in our behavior, choices in our actions, choices in our reactions. And hey, for the sake of our little story at the beginning with the buffalo and the cattle, we've got two choices, two basic choices that we're going to focus on. We can fight or we can run. We can stand or we can hide.
Please don't take me lazy, man, 'cause I've been sitting around all day with the blues. I know how it looks, but don't misunderstand. It's just that I can tell a storm's about to brew, 'cause there's thunder inside my mind, there's lightning behind me. There's a low and the wind is dying down. Don't let it fool you, storm ain't done. Blood water's rolling in and my heart's gonna down. Our love's wilting like a flower, it ain't got enough sun. Well, the thunder in my head might go away, and a river of pain will flow back to sea. Well, if you don't come back home, stay, bring a stop in the rain and happiness to me. Well, if you would just come back, I'd be so grateful, and the storm would be over. The world wouldn't seem so mean and hateful. Lay down on a bed of no clover. There's a low and the wind is dying down. Don't let it fool you, the storm ain't done. Blood water's rolling in, my heart's gonna die. Our love's wilting like a flower, ain't got enough sun.
He is Sturgill Simpson. 2013 record, $9.99 at iTunes. The name of the record is High Top Mountain. Name of the song? The Storm. He's got a new record out, too. The man is spectacular. Sturgill Simpson.
But don't let it fool you. Storm ain't done. Flood water rolling in. My heart's gonna drown. Our love's wilted like a flower. Ain't got no sign.
Scientists, they tell us that we have this flee or flight mechanism that protects us. I call it having a brain. Because when we're in danger, we react based on our assessment of the situation. My assessment of Sturgill Simpson is awesome. And I'm not this diehard country guy, but he's old school and yeah, kind of like it. You know, if I'm walking down the street and somebody comes up behind me and they stick what seems to be a gun in my back and they yell, "Give me your money," I am faced with a split second choice. I'm free to run, hoping it's not a real gun, or hoping that the robber won't pull the trigger, or hoping he'll miss if he does. I could turn around and knock him in the head or try. Yeah, me, I'd likely miss. I could scream like a girl. Now, that would be my first instinct. In fact, the moment that he opened his mouth, I think I would automatically go to screaming like a girl. I could empty my pockets while pleading for her not to kill me. That's right. I said her. My robber, I think I'm going to make my robber a girl. I'm free. I'm free to make this my story. I can make it go any way I want it to go. Your robber can be whomever you want it to be. I want to be robbed by a girl. I mean, you know, maybe my screaming like a girl will make her laugh at me and leave me alone, feel sorry for me. Or maybe my rugged good looks will distract her long enough for me to get that gun away from her. I mean, you just never know. You know, it could happen. But you get the point. Trouble comes and we can react to it. We can give in. We can give up. We can fight back. I mean, for today's show, I'm going to boil it down. I am boiling it down into two very different opposite reactions. We can either run away and hide. That's one. That's not two. We can run away and hide. Or we can run into it, determined to get through it as best we can. So there it is. You can be a cow. Well, okay. Maybe it's more appropriate to be a cattle. A cow is a female version of cattle. Am I wrong about this? A Texas guy is asking you. I think that's right. I think a cow, I'm sure that's right. Cattle is like this species, this bovine species. And the cows are the females and the bulls are the males. I would assume that's true with buffalo, too. I probably should say we can be cattle or we can be buffalo. Yeah, that's it.
Running ever since.
It's been a long
coming, but I know a change is gonna come now. Oh, yes, it will. Beyond the sky,
it's been a long,
a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come now. Oh, yes, it will. There was a time when I went to my mother. And I asked my mother, could you help me please?
She turned me down and I went to my brother.
Storyville, that's the name of the band, an Austin, Texas group, a 1994 CD, $9.99 at iTunes. The name of the CD or the record is The Bluest Eyes. The name of the song is A Change Is Gonna Come. Austin boys. Storyville. Storyville referred to a red light district in New Orleans back around the turn of the century. Well, no, not this century, last century. Like in the early 1900s. I'm not sure that that's why they named their band Storyville, but just some trivia for you. This was their first record. In November of 1994, the very year that they formed. And I love the vocals. I wish I could sing like this.
A long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come now. Oh, yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Storyville, a change is gonna come, and a change is gonna come. And as usual, there's irony. Or is it paradox? I'm not sure. You know, who can know? I do know that buffalo and cattle, they're about the same size, more or less. Both are from the bovine species, but they choose very different directions when thunderstorms hit. Cows run one way, buffalo just the opposite. And maybe we can't know why, but I do have an answer, and you knew I would. Cows get scared and run away. They want to hide. No, it doesn't work out for them. By running with the storm, they just endure a whole lot more time in the storm. Are they stupid? Maybe. More stupid than buffalo? Perhaps. They think they're doing the right thing. I mean, why else would they do it? I mean, surely they believe that running from the storm, this just seems the ideal option. This seems the ideal choice. That's why they do it. Yeah, but they're wrong. Wrong. Maybe they're too busy protesting people eating beef. You know, they're holding up that eat more chicken sign. While the buffalo aren't bothered with those signs. The buffalo, they're being brave. For whatever reason, that maybe they don't even understand. Cattle hide. They're cowards. And that cowardly behavior results in far more time in the storm than if they had just stayed put. I mean, think about this. They could just stand still. Just stay in the field. Don't move at all. In fact, lay down. Just endure it as it passes over you. I mean, they could just remain in that field with the thunderstorm, and they would have been spared the time in the storm. Yeah, but the skies got dark. The skies look scary. The thunder, well, that's even scarier. And lightning, well, come on. It's going to scare anybody, especially cattle. And they got worried. They got fretful, fearful. So, yeah, they made the wrong choice. Her name is Susan Enon. I'm probably butchering that pronunciation. Her last name is E-N-A-N. 2009 record. $9.90 at iTunes. The name of the album is Plain Song. The name of this song is Don't Worry. Yeah, but cattle, they do worry. Oh, they so worry. And they make the wrong choice. Thank you. have a theory. And my theory is that cattle may be like us. Maybe they confuse movement with proper action. Do you ever do that? Don't we all do that? We just think, let's just move. Let's just do something. Like doing something is always better than doing nothing. And you even hear people say that. Oh, well, it's always better to do something than to do nothing. Not necessarily. Now, maybe the cattle, they would feel foolish just standing there, right? I mean, you just lay down in the field while the storm blows through. Maybe they just think, well, we would look like idiots out here if we just stood here. Certainly the right thing must be to run. And it certainly seems proper that we would run away. And so rather than feel foolish, they feel better about themselves by running from the storm. I don't know. Maybe they're saying to themselves, hey, at least we're running. Who can know what they're thinking? Who can know what they're saying? We just know that it doesn't work out for their best outcome. Buffalo, you know, they could also decide to stay put. I mean, even that would make them wiser than the cattle that are running in the same direction as the storm. But buffalo, nah. Buffalo are not content to stand there being pelted with rain, hail, and maybe being struck by lightning. I can't help but think about this. You probably don't remember, but you should go find the episode of Andy Griffith. The Andy Griffith Show, a pack of wild dogs came through town, and of course, Opie wanted to take them in, and Barney felt bad for them, and so they took them in, and there's this little scrawny dog, and they just couldn't keep them there. It seems like there was some government inspector that was going to come look at the jail. And so it was really important for them to get these dogs out of the jail and just get them somewhere. And so they load the dogs up and they take them out into a field. And this storm hits. And now they're back at the jail. And Barney and Opie are just, I mean, they're just sad. They're just, you know, and Barney is using all this logic, right, with Opie that, don't worry about them. You know, they're dogs. They're close to the ground. You know, lightning can't get them. Now, if they were giraffes, we'd have concerns. But, you know, they're dogs. They're really low to the ground. You know, the buffalo are not just going to be content to stand there. I mean, they are evidently wired enough like cattle to want to get out. Maybe it's instinctive. Maybe they've got better weather forecasters than the cattle. I don't know. They know they're getting, well, the cattle are trying to get ahead of the storm. And the buffalo seem to know, well, that's stupid. That's idiotic. That's futile. I mean, what are you going to do? Run and run and run and run and run until the storm peters out? Well, that could be many miles of running. You can't know when the storm is going to play out. You can't know how the storm is going to play out. The buffalo seem to know that the storm has a beginning, though, that somewhere back there, if we go west where the storm came from, if we go through the dark clouds, somewhere on the other side of that is blue sky. And the buffalo seem bent to find it sooner than later. And they know if they run hard enough, if they run fast enough, if they run long enough, that someday soon, those clouds are going to part and the sun is going to shine again.
Roughest road.
She is Susie Boggess, B-O-G-G-U-S-S, a 1991 CD. You can buy it at iTunes for $7.99. The name of the record is Aces. The name of the song, Someday Soon. Buffalo, they seem to know that someday soon the clouds are going to part, the sun's going to shine again. They just got to keep running. Cattle and buffalo both know that something's wrong. And they may not know exactly what it is. Well, maybe they do. I mean, for all I know, they sense barometric pressure and they notice when it's dropping. I mean, I guess, yeah, maybe I should have interviewed some cattle and some buffalo in preparation for today's show. It just seemed like too much work. So instead, I decided to make some assumptions and then record those as fact. It's what we do, some of us. It's probably, yeah, don't get me started. Started to get on a soapbox there for a minute, but I decided to just shove it back under the table and forget about it. I'm going with these facts. The cattle know something is wrong. Else they wouldn't be running. They just don't know what it is. Their recognition is just not all that keen, at least when it comes to thunderstorms. Well, frankly, I don't know if they have any solid recognition skills other than knowing if folks ate more chicken than a lot of them might survive. That just seems futile, though, because where are they going to go? I mean, what are they going to do to survive? You can't make a living wearing a Chick-fil-A sandwich board. I did go to a website to just the difference between cattle and buffalo. And one of the very first things listed is that cattle are domesticated. I don't know why that struck me as funny. Domesticated. I haven't thought of cattle being domesticated. It's like they're in the house, you know. Buffalo seem to know what is wrong. By recognizing the event as a thunderstorm, they seem to react with greater wisdom. It just helps, right? It helps to have a clear understanding of what's wrong. Have you ever seen a crowd that knew something was wrong, but they really didn't know what, and they reacted poorly? Man, for some gory reason, the very first thing that popped into my head, in 1987, the state treasurer for the state of Pennsylvania, his name was Robert Bud Dwyer. Well, he committed suicide, and he did it in front of TV crews. The man had been accused of bribery, and he denied all along that he was guilty. But he was facing a pending long prison sentence, and a local TV photographer at the time, it was on the very day that this happened, came to my office on the day of this event, said that he had pulled some video off of whatever the network feed was, and he popped it into my VCR, this tape, and he announced, man, you got to see this. I had no idea. He didn't give me any warning. I didn't know what I was about to watch. Well, I see Dwyer, Mr. Dwyer, he's conducting this press conference where, once again, for the umpteenth time, he's denying any wrongdoing. And he reads this prepared statement, and he grabs this manila envelope. He takes out a pistol. And he tells people to get back, and it seems like he told people to you know, that if he seemed to warn people that, you know, if they were going to be bothered, he didn't say if they were going to be bothered by him shooting himself or anybody. I was so stunned by the events. I don't remember exactly, but I do remember this. I remember hearing some woman screaming, "He's got a gun. He's got a gun." And you could hear her voice tailing off. So she was clearly running away. And it just seemed evident to me. She thinks that this guy's fixing to kill some people in the room. She didn't recognize what was about to happen. And yes, I'm sad to report, you can find video of this online to this very day. It had a profound effect on me. He said a few more things. He put this pistol in his mouth. He pulls the trigger. TV crews caught the whole thing. And then turns out the primary witness against him later admitted that he lied under oath to get a reduced sentence for his own crimes. Turns out Dwyer may have been innocent all along. Talk about lots of failure in recognition. It was rampant in this story. Things aren't always as they appear. They're not always as they seem. Cattle are like that woman who ran out of the room screaming that Dwyer, he's got a gun, and she's convinced he's going to go on this murderous rampage. Who could blame her? Who could blame her? Yeah, but she was wrong. He had no intention of hurting anybody other than himself. And I remember thinking how suddenly it had happened. I mean, one second he's talking to the crowd, he's talking to the camera, and the next second he's on the floor, dead, bleeding profusely. It just happened so suddenly. They are Swear and Shake, a 2012 record, $9.90 at iTunes. The name of the record is Maple Ridge. The name of the song is Suddenly. Yeah, you heard it right. The name of the group is Swear and Shake. At some point during the show that nearly every song that I selected today was like a 5-minute song. I don't know that that has ever happened to me, so I guess shame on me for not vetting the songs as far as the length goes a little bit. So yeah, we'll pot down Swear and Shake a little bit. No, I'm not going to apologize for it. It just, it is what it is. But I kept looking at, as I would hit these play triggers, and I'm like, 5 minutes and 14 seconds, 4 minutes and 57 seconds. It was like song after song after song was this way. Hey, Mr. Dwyer, back in 1987, he had choices. Turns out he was pretty calculated, it would appear, in his choice. By dying in office, even though it was by his own hand, he ensured that his widow would get a pension of over $1 million. Well, was it his best option? No, not likely. He might could have proven himself innocent, but for some reason, he made his choice to end his life. I don't think, no, it was not Buffalo behavior. The storm of his life, which was a horrible storm. I mean, he was facing a lengthy prison sentence. If memory serves, 55 years or something. He just saw it as something that he could not overcome, he could not endure. And so death evidently seemed to be the ultimate runaway tactic, a permanent way to hide. No, not the wisest choice. Suicide is never the wisest choice. But I do admit I have a faith bias, so there's that. Our life is not ours to take. No human life is ours to take. A proof, I guess, that we are all free to choose foolishly, as opposed to leaning toward wisdom. Seeing clearly is what is necessary if we are truly going to know what's wrong. Now, keep in mind, knowing what's wrong does not necessarily imply that we know what to do about it. We can know what's wrong, and we can still be very unsure of what we ought to do. Today, I'm focused on knowing what's wrong, though, and that's why I've used that as a subtitle. Because if we don't know what's wrong, and I mean accurately know what's wrong, there's no way that we can react properly or with wisdom. And so it's first things first, right? By running away and by hiding, we display fear. Nothing more. Just cowardly fear. So we bury our head in the sand. We hide from our problems. We stay in bed. We pull the covers up over our head. We avoid dealing with or confronting our circumstance, our storm. Yes, we all do it sometimes. Some people do it all the time. And we hope, we just hope that we can stay ahead of the storm. We're like the cattle. We hope that we can, well, we're hoping we can stay ahead of it. And then when it catches us, we're just hoping that things are going to work out. We hope up ahead. Surely up ahead are clear skies. You hear people talk about, man, I'm looking for light at the end of the tunnel. You know the problem, don't you? More often than not. Yeah, they're like these cattle. They're running in the wrong direction. Because rarely are we right when we're just hoping that clear skies are up ahead. Hiding and running almost always leads to a more devastating outcome. There's benefit in pre-thinking about it. There's benefit in making up our mind in advance. There's benefit. There's just benefit in thinking it over.
Reach inside yourself. Find what is left. Things go wrong, but you're still strong. Almost everything, and the world outside doesn't need to let you in. Lay your own stepping stones, think it over, might not be today. You'll know.
change your mind.
Take your time.
Think it over. Might not be today. You'll know what to do when it all turns around. Think it over. Might not see the way.
They are the Thorns. 2003 debut record called The Thorns. The name of the song is Think It Over. You can buy it at iTunes for $9.99. It reminds you of somebody, doesn't it? I don't know. Some people have said Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young. They got a Graham Nash sound. No question about that. I like them. The Thorns. There's benefit to thinking it over, and we should think it over, because each one of us can determine which critter is going to typify our behavior. We can decide ahead of time. Are we going to behave like cattle? Are we going to behave like buffalo? Storms are coming. We all know that. Maybe you're in the middle of a doozy right now. You know you're not going to be able to avoid all the storms in your life. Nobody does. Money's not going to prevent storms from coming into your life. Good health, that's not going to prevent it either. Family, friends, no, they can't protect you from never experiencing a storm. They are just part of life, and they're coming. They're coming. What are you going to do when they roll in? What are you going to do when you look over to the west and here come these dark clouds? It's the only question. What are you going to do? Pre-think that. Figure that out ahead of time. Consider the cost of behaving like cattle or behaving like buffalo, because both of them have cost. When it comes to time in the storm, the cattle endure a longer experience. And that means they put themselves at risk, more risk, over a longer period of time. But in the moment when they're running, the cattle, you know, I think the cattle are feeling pretty good. Hey, look at us. We're ahead of this. That storm's coming. We're running from it. I think it probably feels pretty good. Now, it is a false sense of security. You feel that way when you run and hide. Problem comes. You pull the covers over your head. Feels pretty good to stay right there in that bed, doesn't it? Yeah, you bet. Now, maybe the buffalo, I don't know, maybe the buffalo are a little bit more scared knowing that the storm is going to be hitting them directly in the face. I mean, think about this. The cattle are running away, so okay, the storm's going to hit them in the butt. Yeah, okay, big deal. Yeah, you know, it's different. I'm running into the storm. If you've ever ridden a bike or jogged or even walked into hard driving rain where the wind's blowing in your face, I mean, it can sting. And maybe the buffalo are a bit more scared because they know that they're going to be running face first into this storm. And they know that sooner or later, they're going to get into the storm, right? They're running into it. It hadn't hit them yet. It's just rolling through, rolling on toward them. Maybe they have these few moments of dread as they are running toward the storm. Kind of makes their behavior even more courageous, doesn't it? Because they face the storm anyway. It just seems to be the price that they're willing to pay to get through the storm quicker. So, bravery. Yeah, bravery has a cost. And so does cowardice.
Mm-hmm. Your baggy deals another day. Leaving honest woman in a rose parade. There's a price to every life we pay. I'm in debt to you and you the same. Shake it off your knees and don't look back. There's a choice to few like the ones we lack. We can run the wind to trail a map. Either way we're gone and we won't look back. I wanna call my wants and needs. Just forget the cost, what it does to me.
His name is Austin Plaine, P-L-A-I-N-E. Debut record, 2015. Name of the record is Austin Plaine. Name of the song is The Cost. Stop running, quit hiding. Just makes matters worse. Prolongs the storm. That's the moral of today's show. Decide that you're going to get through whatever storms are coming your way, whatever storms you're enduring right now. Decide that you're going to try to get through them as quickly as you can without any more damage than is required. You're going to get wet. You're going to hear some thunder. You're going to see some lightning. Can't be helped. It's part of the storm. See the storm for what it is. It's an opportunity for you to exercise wisdom in real time. A chance to learn, a chance to grow. A time to prove to yourself and to those that you love, you're a buffalo. My name is Randy Cantrell. The website is leaningtowardwisdom.com. Coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio.
I wanna call my wants and needs. Just forget the cost, what it does to me. Just forget the cost, what it does to me.
I've got two tracks I'm going to play. Yeah, it's a departure. I would say sue me, but no, I don't want you to. The first one I'm going to play is from John Fulbright. John Fulbright, F-U-L-L-B-R-I-G-H-T. It is from a 2012 record, $9.99 over at iTunes. The name of the record is From the Ground Up, and the name of the song is Moving. Moving by John Fulbright. I'm going to play this one, then I'm going to be back with one more bonus round today, kids. Enjoy.
One, two, three. See if maybe I can lighten his load. Well, he opened the door and he thanked me in kind. Told me the words that would open my mind. He said, don't worry about gasoline, 'cause we're moving. Don't at all, 'cause we're to singing the blues, or telling everybody that they're born to lose. Well, one day he'll wake up and see the sun, see that every day we're breathing is a day we won. Your teeth and keep moving.
John Fulbright, Baird in Oklahoma's own, 28-year-old young man from the red dirt country of Oklahoma, my home state. So you need to support this young man. You need to buy his stuff. I like his stuff. It's, you know, it's that Americana. I've played that track before, by the way, for you. I just wanted to dig it up again because it's just, I don't know, it's just one of those great tunes. I played from, the second track today was Stephen Page's solo record. His second solo record since he left the Bare Naked Ladies. This is from a 2007. You like it when people say that? Threw me off there. A 2007. Somebody gave me their phone number the other day. You know, the phone number, there's this cadence when you give people a phone number. And the guy ran the numbers together in such an odd, strange way. I wish I had a record of it, but the area code, 3 digits, but he rattled off 4 digits very quickly. And I was like, I mean, just completely threw me off. He rattled off 4 digits and then it was like, you know, 2 and 2 and 3. And it was just this odd thing. But anyway, this is 2007. Record by the Bare Naked Ladies, $9.99 over at iTunes. The name of the record is Bare Naked Ladies Are Me. The name of the song, and it's a great song. So many of their songs are great songs. The name of this song is Easy. Easy. And I like it. I like the word. I like the song. I like the group. Well, I liked them better when Steven was around, but enjoy. And I will see you. I don't know. I'm in the throes of a lot of work and I'm running woefully behind, and it was all I could do to get today's episode out. So I don't know, you know, give me a few weeks here and I'll work on something. Well, I've always got stuff in the works, but if you have ideas, I'm all ears. I'm listening. Doesn't mean I'll do it, but I will listen. Bare Naked Ladies. The name of the song is Easy. Enjoy.
What's a boy to do when you tell your tale and it never fails to just end up feeling bad for you? With your hangdog eyes, you can bring me down. Now I'm wrapped around your whole hand, stop looking so surprised. You make it easy.
Same, two can play this game, you'll no longer be